singing Lionel Rich, right?
No, I was singing Adele.
Oh, I thought you were singing the Lionel Richie. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I've since becoming a big American Idol guy, I've realized how much Lionel Richie I knew and didn't know I knew. You know, you're like, wait, he's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
So a thing happened yesterday morning that I didn't expect.
Okay.
And it wasn't a thing that I saw coming on the horizon. And then when it happened, I was like, wait a second, we're here. It was amazing.
Okay, what
got
was
there
it?
At light speed. You were involved, and you don't even know.
Wait, I was involved in this?
Yeah, it was. What I did. So people who don't go to our church or do go to our church who listen to this, we have a little prayer meeting every Tuesday at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
it's just a lovely time. So we finished our thing yesterday, and I was getting in my car to leave, and you said, "Hey, are you leaving?" And I was like, "Yeah." And you said, "Can you leave your binoculars?" And then I realized a second ago, you were telling me a thing, and you heard it, a bird called outside our window, and your eyes went to the window while you were talking to me. In the words of our dear, humorous, nautical sea sponge, you like Krabby Patty. Except you like birds.
Squidward.
You like birds.
Oh, gosh.
Lee likes birds.
They go straight to your thoughts.
He caught the disease.
They're so cool.
They're so cool.
Birds are so cool. Yeah, you were leaving. I was like, oh, he's going to do a thing. He doesn't need his binocs. I was like, oh, can I borrow your binocs?
You got it. You got the disease.
It's so cool. And look, I think a couple of things have conspired to create this thing in me. One, we probably live in one of the really coolest places ever to experience, hear, and see a lot of really interesting birds.
Mm-hmm.
Two, social media platforms such as Instagram allow you to see, like, different people will post, like, people that are into whatever they're into will post and teach you about those interests. So, like,
yeah,
whether it's birding or it's pottery or it's rap music, like, somebody is an expert on that thing, and they have the ability to post videos and drawings and cool content and pictures to teach you about the thing that you're into. Three, it's migration season, and, like, there's just really cool birds here right now.
This makes me so happy. What started out as just the sweetest thing of you just being my Young Life leader and my pastor for a long time. You just, you were like, here's a thing my buddy likes, and I'm going to Apostle Paul this and become all things.
Yeah, it's
and,
contact work 101.
Right. And like, you know.
Oh, bro, I like your shit.
There was a thing that happened a few weeks ago at dinner, and I told Maddie, I was like, I can see Lee doing this thing, and I'm so grateful for it. He's moving towards me in something that I like that I don't think he has much interest in. But now I'm realizing you're in. It's like, I think it's got, which, like, I'm still really grateful. But it went from a, like, contact work to, like, wait a second.
No, this is really cool.
This is really cool.
Well, okay, so this has happened to me a few times. So, like, during the pandemic, we got Jack a PlayStation because he doesn't have a phone. And he was the most stuck of all our kids. Like, he was the most isolated.
Yeah.
So he couldn't go anywhere, and he literally could not talk to any of his friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Could not contact them in any way. And so we got him a PlayStation, and he started playing Fortnite. And then all of a sudden, I was like, man, like, this is the thing my kid is into the most. I'm going to contact work this, and I'm going to download Fortnite on my iPad. And I started playing with him. And then I was like, oh, this game is awesome. This is so much fun.
So fun.
And then I told our buddy Charlie Job about it, and then he downloaded it. And this is when he still lived in Colorado, and all of a sudden it was like me and Charlie and you and Rob and Clark and Sam and, like, we're and Jeff were all just like, and all of a sudden Charlie had six friends he didn't have before.
Yeah.
You know, he had you, but he didn't know Rob and Clark and Jeff. And
right.
You know, and so, like, and it was just this thing of, like, oh, I did this to move towards my son. And then I realized, like, oh, I love this. This is so much fun. The same thing happened to me with, like, with the TV show Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I was like, I need to do this to move towards somebody that I'm just spending a lot of time with and caring about a lot. And our buddy Matt King was like, look, Doctor Who is weird and it's not for everybody and it's campy and it's strange, but if you're determined to get into it, let me give you a strategy. And he gave me this very specific strategy and it was so perfect. He like knew me well enough to know this is what's going to hook you. And like now I'm all the way in. I freaking love Doctor Who. Yeah. This doesn't always happen with contacty work things.
No.
Like I used to take Jason McGee. I used to take Jason McGee home from club and he would always play Future for me.
Mm.
And I just don't like Future.
Yeah.
I tried really That's hard. Fair. Yeah, yeah. I don't like
Christian Skeen used to play Future for me. That was his guy. I was just like, he probably listens to this.
There's probably Future listens. Like I love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And I love Chance the Rapper. Uh-huh. And it's not that I don't like hip hop. I don't like Future.
Mm. Yeah.
But the birding thing, it is funny because it was like 2 weeks ago, I was washing dishes and we have a crepe myrtle that you and I planted right outside the kitchen.
Mother's Day 2018.
Right. We planted it for Christy after we took out that cherry tree
It was either a crab apple.
That's what it was. That was dead. And so, and there was a little bird on the branches of that crepe myrtle. And I was like, T, what am I looking at? And you were like, describe it. And so I described it and you're like, you told me to do this app. And I was like, is it possible it's a Carolina wren? And you were like, yes, you saw a Carolina wren. And I was like, that's really cool. Like I identified a bird.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, nice, I was like, right? This is so fun.
Yeah. Am I wrong or right about this? That like, if you're in on something, you're like, I'm in. Count me in. That's me.
Yeah. I'm not to the level of like Jeff Mason. Like if Jeff got into birding tomorrow, he would have the nicest binoculars. He would already be planning like, all right, what's the perfect age of my kids for me to do a big year? Like I'm going to,
which like Sam Bingham and I have decided before we die, we will do a big year.
You got to.
Yeah.
You've got to.
And I think you may be in on that now. I don't know.
Yeah. If I'm still walking around on planet Earth, like I definitely,
I just imagine you in a wheelchair, me and Sam just like rolling through like the Moab desert, like Western Tanager. And you're like, where?
I didn't see it. Back it up, Sam. I didn't see it.
I can't do this.
Is this good content for anybody but us?
No.
Welcome to Ancient and New.
This is amazing.
This is supposedly about.
After this, we're gonna practice us by taking a set of rollerblades and that chair over there, and I'm gonna put you in it, and we're just gonna practice.
Practice for our big chair. No, I'm not like Jeff Mason to that level, but I am like, all right, now. I did think the other day, I was kind of doing a survey of my own, like just kind of my own joy. Like I do this every once in a while of like, am I aware of what in my life makes me happy or not?
Love it.
And, like there's things I want to do during the day. Am I right about that?
Mm.
Do the kettle chips really make me happy? Like, does this show that I watch during my downtime, does it really make me happy or am I just in on it? Mm. And when I was kind of doing a personal survey of my own joy, one of the things I realized was like, I really enjoy being quiet outside for a few minutes and just listening to the variety of bird calls around me. Like, and just being kind of fascinated by how much is happening.
You open that app and you hit sound ID and then within 40 seconds, there's like 12 birds on there and you're like, whoa, I didn't know this.
I can't believe I'm surrounded by
And then you walk 100 yards down the street and there's 12 different birds.
And then that's the morning. And then in the night, it's a totally different swath of birds. And it's so interesting. And it's in the same spot. And so, and I found myself the other day, like I was driving up to church and I looked at the clock and asked myself, like, do I have time before I get on that phone call or on that Zoom call or whatever to like take 3 minutes up at the church and just take in some birds?
See, that's the place in this where you're more mature than I am. because I don't ask, do I have time? I just do the thing. And then I'm like, wait a second, I'm 15 minutes late to recording the podcast.
And that's where your wife is like, just like looking at you walking around outside, and she's thinking, what is he doing?
Oh, man.
Welcome to Ancient and New. Do you have a scripture for us to look at?
Yeah. We're going to go to the Acts of the Apostles.
Acts, or as some people call it, Luke the sequel.
Ooh, Luke 2.
Luke, volume 2.
Coming to a theater near you.
If you don't know, by the way, every podcast is somebody's first podcast. The apostle, he's not an apostle. He wasn't the 12 disciples. Luke, the doctor, met Jesus at a certain point during the Apostle Paul's journeys and church planting, wrote the Gospel of Luke, and then he wrote the book of Acts, which is kind of after Jesus ascended into heaven, how all the churches got started, mm-hmm. and how Christianity spread. So this, you could call it Luke volume 2. What chapter are we going to?
Two.
Luke
volume 2, chapter 2. Today. And okay, so preface this by saying, like, for those of you who have listened to the show for a long time, you probably have caught on that I have some pretty, like, hippie tendencies, and maybe some, like, you know, I have some things like that I'm probably, like,
yeah, every now and
idealistic
then,
about.
You and I will be in a conversation, and it's like, yeah, imagine somebody be like, yeah, imagine if you had to, like, live outdoors for like a whole year, and I'm like, that sounds like the worst thing. And you're like, that sounds like the best thing.
Yeah. Like, I think you're going to start getting there more so now with the birds. Oh, because, Lee, there's nothing quite like the outdoors. It has everything you need.
Okay, hippie tendencies.
But anyway, so like, I need to preface that by saying, like, you know, there's a place in here, which I'm not going to read the whole thing, but like the end of Luke chapter 2, I read that and I'm like, Acts chapter 2, I always read that and I'm like, yes, why don't we just do this? Let's just do this. Everybody, let's all live together in harmony and share all of our things and eat meals together always. But like, you know, wow, there's just a massive cat walking in your backyard. Caught me off guard. Anyways, okay, so I'm not gonna make it that far, but yeah, it's just a thing about me. All right, I'm gonna start in verse 40, and I'm probably gonna roll out about verse 42.
Cool.
This is right on the heels of Peter just like kind of being the man, you know, like, and which it's one thing I love about the book of Acts is you get to see Peter just completely transformed. Yeah. But like, you know, we find out later that still, like, in Paul's letter to the Galatians, like, there was still some stuff he was working through, and some things, and which I also think is cool. You're like, you get to see a completely different person than was at the end of the Gospels, and and this isn't too far after that. Like, you get to see someone who is fully convinced by the resurrected Jesus.
Yeah, it's like a month and a half later.
Yeah, you're like, wow, yeah, something, you believe something, and it's very, you know, it's obviously very true, because there's a place, I think, in like maybe chapter 4 or 5 where like it talks about people like wanting just to get in his shadow, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, yeah. Wow, you're a different person. And like, you know, I think in chapter 4, he stands up to like the Sanhedrin basically.
Yeah.
And is like,
oh yeah,
the listen,
priest and everybody.
I'm not done talking about this. You can't make me stop, because I know what I've seen. And I'm
do whatever, like, you want. Yeah. Throw me in prison or kill me. I don't care.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. Verse 40, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 300 were added to their number that day. 3,000, sorry, were added to their number that day, which I think is cool that they just like, every once in a while they'll throw in a number. Like, yeah. Here's where we're at right now. And I'm like, that's so cool. This is where I want to land. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. It was just a cool thing this morning to wake up and read about, like, okay, we're at the beginning of this. Like, we are right on the heels of these guys walking around with Jesus. Like,
yeah,
it would seem to me like, okay, if we were going to recenter and say, like, what are things that are really important for me to commit myself to right now? Like, what are some things that, like, if I'm wanting to, like, there's a cool thing that I'm I've learned recently, I think it's Carl Ellis who talked about like burning, like ripping up his entire theology and going back down to the roots. And
yeah,
I'm starting to apply that to places in my life right now.
Right.
Like, okay, so like, I don't know, there are areas in my life where I'm like, okay, where do I need to toss out my whole playbook and start over and relearn this? And I'm like, it was a thing this morning where I was thinking to myself, like, okay, in my walk with the Lord, in my personal walk with the Lord, in the whole deal, where are places where I need to like rethink what I'm committing the most of my energy to?
Mm-hmm.
And this was a cool place to start with that, I thought, today. Like, okay, devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. Like, all right, like that sounds pretty basic, but I think it's a really cool thing. Like, at the time, they were listening to Peter talk. They were listening to all the apostles going around and talking about what they'd seen and they'd experienced. And we get to read scripture and we get to read the words that they wrote and talked about. Like, we can always go back to them. They didn't have voice recorders to go around and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, we can continually go back to what they talked about and what was important. And I appreciate that that's true. And I think it's cool that it goes on. It doesn't just say that. It says to fellowship, like, and to breaking bread. Like, those two things in my mind go together. Like, the idea of just, like, community and friends who matter, who, like, that is important. It's important to have people in your life who you can talk to about things you're going through, and more specifically, like, about the word. Like, there needs to be people in your life who you're opening scripture with and talking to, and like, there needs to be people you're sitting down to a meal with and having good deep conversation, and like, on top of that, laughter. And it's just like, it's not that they like thought this was a good idea. It says they devoted themselves to these things. Wow. And the final one, to prayer. Like, I think it's just so easy in our,
that was like praying together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like, all right, we're ready, break.
You sure.
Go like, and pray. I'll pray on mine.
Which I'm, you know, I'm learning in my life how important it is and how like, how fun it is. Yeah. And like, it feels, this is heretical, but it feels powerful in some ways, you
it's
know?
Not heretical.
Okay. Well, it just feels that way. It feels like when we leave our thing on Tuesday morning, I'm like, man, no,
it's different.
We did some stuff.
Yeah. Here. It's work. It's a spiritually powerful work.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like, there's, when I pray together with other believers intentionally, like we went there to do this work. I do feel like we did, not only did we do something important, we did the work we were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And like, I am different because of it.
Yeah.
It's not just that I'm aware of some of your needs. No, there's an element of like, this room caught on fire.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe that. It feels that way though.
Yeah,
like caught on fire. Yeah, like it feels like
we,
you feel like you're in a holy place. I think.
Yeah, I was telling Christy Fox this the other day, but her mother was at our like other church prayer meeting that I was at. This was 2 weeks ago, and I like when Miss Becky prays, like Miss Becky Jenkins, like when she prays in a prayer meeting, I'm just like ready to go.
Mm.
I love her words, the way that she talks to the Lord. Like, it just fires me up. Yeah. I just love it so much.
Yeah. Anywho,
that's really cool. I mean, it's cool that like right here at the beginning of the movement of Jesus, what you see is you see people saying like, all right, we are going to devote ourselves to talking about the teachings of the words and the teachings of Jesus. We are going to be together. We're going to share experiences. We're going to eat food together, and we are going to pray together. That's the bedrock of this movement.
Yeah.
Just what did Jesus say? What did he teach? Let's hang out together and let's laugh. Let's eat and then let's pray. Let's pray it up.
Yeah. And the chapter like signs off by saying, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Yes.
Like, work was being done. And,
yeah.
But also, I think importantly, I think people probably saw it. You know, that people, it'd be hard to miss it. You know, it's like, okay, we know that 3,000 were added. So on top of however many before that, Like,
yeah,
it would be impossible to miss it.
Absolutely.
And I think about in our lives, like, for me, and I think for the majority of people that I know, I'm sure there's someone out there who's going to hear this and they're going to say, that was not the case for me. And that makes total sense. But, like, my life was changed by seeing other people live their lives. Not by, like, I got some golden nugget of a word.
Yeah.
You know, that may have been involved in there somewhere, but, like, the depth of my heart and, like, all of that over time was changed and set up towards Jesus by watching people live their life like this. Like,
yes.
Confidently, boldly, but also just, like, their friendships were different. The way they talked about the Lord was different. The way they talked to the Lord was different. Having a meal at their house was different. Yes. All the, you know what I mean? Like, all those things were different. I'm talking about you and, you know, some other people, but I'm talking about you.
I just noticed you still have that bruise on your arm from that high school kid that punched you.
It's been, I think it's been 5 weeks. I've never had a bruise this long.
It's unbelievable.
It's still noticeable. It's not like a,
no,
I can kind of see it.
No, it's, no, it's,
you got a bruise. Like, this is like a, now it looks like I bumped something pretty good. It, yeah. You know, like 3 weeks ago, you could have amputated probably for the damage it was causing.
Gangrene. I want to read Psalm 63.
Okay.
And this is, I want to look at this, but I also want to give people, a method, like a, how to switch it up if you're not getting stuff out of scripture. Like, here's a little thing to do.
Bring it, please.
Okay,
bring
so,
it, Lee.
So Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I've seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. That was pretty intense.
Yeah.
But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Okay. So a couple things. I think this is a really cool song, a really cool psalm. It's beautiful. That whole thing of like if I was doing what I normally do with scripture of like, I'm going to read through this and see what grabs my attention and what pumps me up and what do I want to center around? I would say it would probably be that thing of like, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. And I would kind of center on that. It's like, I'm reading through scripture. This part feels like it's highlighted or jumps out to me. Yoshi's over here snoring, by the way. Do you hear it?
Yeah, I love it.
So she went on a, I can't believe you're trying to mic it. You should see Thomas's face. She senses that you're doing that. But she and I went on a 5K run this morning. And so she's pretty KO'd. But like, I would be reading through this and that verse probably would like jump out to me. And I would think about it and maybe just write what occurs to me in my journal about that. Okay, so if you're a person like me that, and like sometimes you're just like, I just need to switch it up to... I'm not getting a lot out of scripture right now. What's a method? Okay, here's a method. When you're reading through a passage, and this works with the letters of Paul, it works with the Psalms, definitely. It works in some passages in the Gospels. Do this. After reading through it, go back and pull out, make a list of every verb.
Yeah.
Just make a list of verbs. And so we're going to do that real quick. I've already made the list. This is what David said. I seek you. I thirst for you. I long for you. I glorify you. I praise you. I lift up my hands. I remember you. I think about you. I sing to you. I cling to you. I rejoice in you. So those are just direct verbs. There's a passive one in there too about like, I will be I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. That's a passive verb. But if we just look at active verbs, and the reason that we make that list is if I'm feeling like maybe a little blah in my relationship with the Lord today, then it's like, okay, I've got a list of things that I can do here. These are all active, intentional things. Like, I'm going to lift up my hands. I'm going to remember. I'm going to think about. I'm going to sing. And then there are some other things that, like, that are more emotional verbs, like, that are going to, they're less directly intentional, but there are things that I can start to train myself to do. I cling to you. I thirst for you. I long for you. Okay. So I've got certain things that I can do right now. We turn off this podcast, we go our separate ways. I can turn on some music and I can sing to the Lord, period. I can literally physically lift up my hands to the Lord. I can remember the Lord and think about him. And then I've got some other things that I might need to train myself in. I seek you. I thirst for you. I long for you. I cling to you. So, like, I rejoice in you. That may take a little bit more thought to figure out how to, like, okay, I've got a problem. How do I cling to the Lord in that problem? Okay, I've got a situation where, like, it would be good for me to rejoice in the Lord. How am I going to do that? Okay, I need to think about something that is good about him that I still have in the midst of this difficult problem.
Okay.
All of that to say, this is a method. It's just something that I do sometimes, like, one, if I need to switch up what I'm getting out of Scripture, but two, I just need to feel like I want to get closer to the Lord. Take a song like this, extract all the verbs, figure out what is something that is just right now an act of the will? What is something that I might need to train in to get a little bit stronger in? And it's one of these things, like, I'm not making you any guarantees, but I am saying in my personal experience, doing something like this, all of a sudden, like, can all of a sudden change my, like, how the Lord and I are walking through the day together. Because, like, if I literally physically lift up my hands and sing to him, and then I take a pause in my day to remember him and think about him, and then I train myself on how to long for, cling to, and rejoice in him and get stronger in those things. Like, dude, I'm telling you, it makes a gigantic difference. And it totally changes just kind of reading through Psalm 63 and just saying, like, oh, cool, I got a cool thing out of that, which is great and super valuable. But this is just a different approach.
I love that. That's super helpful for me. Cool. Because it's so easy. Like, I'm someone who is, I don't know how to describe it kindly about myself. It's very easy for me to just, like, if you pointed me in the right direction, uh-huh, and you, like, wound up the Energizer Bunny thing on me and just set me down, I would just keep going. Like, sure. That's easy for me.
Yeah.
So, especially with my quiet time, like, okay, this is what Tomboy does with Scripture in the morning. Yeah. This is how he does it. This is where he sits. This is, you know, like, my wife used to joke, like, there's literally, like, one coffee ring on the table because you put it in the same spot every time. And, like, where you read and, like,
yeah,
which, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
but it's easy for me to go through periods of, like, I'm doing this. This is how I do this. This is what I do.
Right.
So when I do go through, like, and it's cool. I love that this is, it's a psalm about, it's a psalm, like, it literally starts off by saying when he was in the desert of Judah, and he's, yeah, you know, which is obviously a dry and, yeah, weary land, which I believe is how he talks about it, if not here, multiple, mm-hmm, other places. But, like, it's easy for me to feel that way.
Yeah.
But because I do things a certain way, I'm just going to press on until it finally comes back around. And, like, another thing that's somehow true about my personality and the way I work, like, I hear you talk, like, you said, like, okay, you can learn how to do the I cling to. Like,
yeah,
you can learn how to,
rejoice and long for.
Like, you can learn those things. It's also easy for me to hear something like that and say, all right, I want to figure it out right now. How do we do this? What's the right answer to this? Right? Like,
yeah, just flip a light switch.
Right. I'm going to research and figure it out until I know it. And then I'm going to perfect it. And then I'm going to be,
right,
I'm going to be head first, and I'm gonna know every bird by every song by the end of May.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah. I'm gonna submerge myself in this.
This is so true about you. I mean, I think about things I know about you, like all right, that's you know, it's like okay, I'm here. I am at, you know, 10 years old. I'm gonna be a pitcher. Then I'm going to like memorize how this dude releases the ball, and then or like okay, I'm going to think about my batting stance. I'm going to watch Chipper Jones. I'm going to do exactly what it does. Or like Tiger Woods. This is exactly how I'm going to chip. Or like when Sam Bingham pointed out that you were in our area, you were ranked the number 72 birder in our area. And then like, I was going to crack on you about that. And you gave this little wry smile and you're like, yeah, I'm already number 47 now. Like that 72 kind of pissed me off. Like I had to climb.
It didn't piss me off. I just realized I hadn't logged a lot of birds that I'd seen.
It pissed you off.
Whatever. But I'm saying all that to say, like, it's easy for me to get in my path, and I'm thankful that you're telling all this because I need these things. I need someone sometimes to say to me, "Hey, have you thought about this?" Because now I'm like, yeah, I'm full in on that. Let's do that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like something like this would work beautifully with like. I think about, you know, Philippians chapter 3. It's like, pull out every verb that Paul says, and he's talking about himself, and then say like, okay, what if I do this? Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 would be an amazing one just to, like, as a study, just like, I'm just going to extract all the verbs. I'm going to put them in a list, all just right in a stack together, and that just cuts out everything else, and then look at, okay, what does walking with the Lord mean according to this, these just verbs right here? And it's a really helpful thing for me when I feel stuck or when I feel like, oh, I didn't get much out of that. Oh yeah, let me try the verb trick. Mm. Extract all the verbs, make a list, look at them and say, what do I want to do today?
Yeah, that's cool. It's really cool, man. It's really helpful.
Good. Well, yeah, it was definitely helpful to me. Oh man, I just heard that wood thrush again.
If you haven't never heard, you have heard a wood thrush.
Yeah.
If you've never actually paid attention to it, you need to Google it right now.
Yeah.
Then think to yourself, how did that come out of an animal that weighs as much as, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Like nothing. A plastic cup.
Yeah. Like so tiny, and it makes such an interesting sound. It's such a bizarre, otherworldly sound. Wood thrush.
Look it up.
Folks, thanks for joining us today.
I feel like Cornell University should endorse this podcast.
Oh, dude, at this point, yeah. Also, I really do hope Future doesn't listen to the podcast. Future, I'm sure you're a good dude, and I would probably love breaking bread and having fellowship with you, but I just don't dig the tunes.
What if he DMs you after this? Hey, man.
Hey, stop hammering my music on your
Please
podcast.
Please stop, but also thanks for that tip out of Psalm 63. I really appreciate it. What if that happened?
That'd be so great. I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
That's a wood thrush. This has been Ancient and New.
When I needed rescue out of deep, deep waters, there you were. When I called out to you after running farther, you're in front of me, you're behind me.